BBC Audio presents Barbara Pym, a BBC radio drama collection. Barbara Pym was one of the 20th century's wittiest and most underrated novelists. Her perceptive comedies of manners, centred around the domestic lives and loves of unassuming middle-class English women, won her many devoted readers and saw her hailed as a modern-day Jane Austen. Yet she spent 15 years out of print in the 1960s and 70s, until Philip Larkin championed her work in the Times Literary Supplement. Her seventh novel was subsequently shortlisted for the Booker Prize, and writers from Gilly Cooper to Alexander McCall Smith continue to laud her talent today. This collection brings together many of her well-loved novels in the form of full-cast dramatisations and one reading. In addition, the play The Resurrection of Barbara Pym charts her career through her own letters and correspondence with Philip Larkin.
Some Tame Gazelle by Barbara Pym, dramatised by Elizabeth Proud, with Miriam Margolis, Hannah Gordon and Peter Jeffrey. Episode 1. Something to Love.
Yes, dear.
He will probably be punctual. It would be terrible if neither of us was ready.
Well, I only hope this one doesn't let his combination show. Why our curates are always so careless about their underwear, I can't... Oh, Harriet, look at you.
What?
Still in your vest and knickers, and the curtains aren't drawn. Anybody might see into the room.
I've borrowed your lace scarf.
Oh.
To cover up the neck of my green frock. Perhaps it would have been better if I hadn't tried to alter it to a V.
Yes, dear.
Belinda, that blue maracane is such a dim dress.
What?
You'd have worn your velvet if the Archdeacon had been coming.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, well, I'll go and finish dressing.
I do hope she won't put on a lot of lipstick. So unsuitable. Now then. Oh, heavens, here he is.
Belinda, you go. I haven't finished doing my hair.
But surely Emily will go.
Chicken.
Oh, very well. Ah, Mr. Dunn, good evening. Do come in.
Good evening. This is Miss Bede's house.
Yes, I am Miss Bede. But I expect you know my sister better.
Ah, you must be Miss Belinda Bede. Good evening. I've heard a lot about you from the Archdeacon.
Oh, really? What did he say?
He said you did a lot of good work in the parish.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Henry. He never says the sort of things clergymen ought to say. In fact, it's odd to think of him as being a clergyman at all. Most odd.
The weather's very pleasant, isn't it?
Yes. I love September. Michaelmas daisies and blackberries and comforting things like fires in the evening and knitting.
Knitting?
Yeah. Good evening, Mr. Dunn.
Miss Bede, good evening.
Linda, why haven't you taken Mr. Dunn into the drawing room? It looks very odd standing in the hall like this. Come along. I'm afraid I haven't my sister's punctual ways, but I'm sure she has been entertaining you better than I could have done.
Oh, yes. I mean, no.
A classical education, and it isn't a very good training for scintillating conversation. Sit here, on the sofa beside me.
Thank you.
Oh, now, we must not forget that the name is pronounced Dunn. The Archdeacon made a special point of it in his letter in the parish magazine, didn't he, Belinda?
Yes, he did.
Well, actually, as a matter of fact, I don't pronounce it that way. I can't imagine why the Archdeacon thought I did.
What?
Oh, dear. He was, of course, thinking of the 17th century poet.
Well, he will have to put a correction in the magazine next month. I should like to see the Archdeacon having to climb down.
It makes one feel quite odd to have one's name mispronounced or misspelt.
Yes.
Almost like a different person.
Oh, yes, like Gorringe's cat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?